are not going to interrupt this record.
Yes, we are.
You can request a song on Boulder Creek Pirate Radio, or bitch about a song, or just give us your thoughts. By email, it's kcuf@rattlebrain.com. Go ahead, tell us what you really think.
Break ties. Oh, I'm on the loose.
Jeff Beck and Josh Stone there, teaming up on that killer version of the Screamin' Jay Hawkins classic, I Put a Spell on You. Maria Danes did I'm Over You, her longtime collaborator Paul Killington supporting her very nicely with his usual outstanding guitar work. And kicking that set off was Axeman Peter Green doing the blues instrumental The Supernatural, from 1967, if you believe it. I had to do the backwards math on the fingers and toes. Hard to believe that tune is 55 years old. Peter Green was in John Mayall's Blues Breakers for that track, but already making plans to leave for Fleetwood Mac. Good evening to you. Hope your Monday went well. Not a bad day in the hood, weather-wise. Blue sky and temperatures in the mid-60s. But you might want to call in sick tomorrow or Wednesday. The KCUF weather prognosticator tells us that it'll be 10 to 15 degrees warmer all the way through at least Thursday. On a frequency of 92.9 FM, this is KCUF Boulder Creek. 10 p.m. on California's Central Coast. Holy cow, we're 2 hours into this deal already tonight. I've got to take a quick break for the news, but I'll cut them off if they get too wordy. So stick around. Right back.
This is the personal nurse in the KCUF newsroom. Here's our reporter, Ben Dover, with this news update.
Sexsomnia sufferers retreat weekend pitches hotel into chaos.
Americans tell their government to please spy on them.
Sex news.
A hotel in Puerto del Sol was plunged into bacchanalian anarchy when a support group for sufferers of sexsomnia began to molest other hotel guests and a small riot erupted. Sexsomnia, a condition where people act out sexual desires while sleeping, is a disputed disease with many doubting its existence. Either way, for some hotel guests, it was all too much.
The recent announcement of an iFind program to download data from people's computers, tablets, and phones via Wi-Fi routers has the overwhelming support of the community, experts say. A recent disclosure that the government was conducting illegal surveillance of Americans' phones and internet activity was met with a collective shrug, as people are totally excited about those masturbating monkeys on Fame or Shame.
Weasel News, confirming your prejudices.
Say it again. Whoa. 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 They were born with the knowledge of a struggle to survive. They were raised learning only ways to stay alive. Their language is the language of the bullet and the gun. If you see them coming, baby, better run. Here come the war boy. Here come the war boys. Well, they look so pretty as they march and drill. It's such a pity that they are dressed to kill. Soldiers marching two by two. When it all comes down, they know exactly what to do. Here come the...
short set in recognition of the dastardly invasion by Russia on Ukraine. Just a real disgusting, maddening deal over there. And frightening as well. We could be on the cusp of something very much like World War III if things don't change. I guess it's 5 or 6 weeks now since that massive military buildup and staging of troops on the border, crossed the border, and invaded Ukraine. You know, the one that Putin swore was just an exercise, and he had no intention of invading his neighbors to the south. Let's hope that some way is found for the Russian dictator to back out in a way that saves face, because pretty much every other outcome is going to be bad for all of us, and potentially very, very bad. But I digress on this first day of spring. In the order I played them, it was Edwin Starr, Queen, and Lebocat in that set. And I've got Bebop Deluxe queued up and ready to kick off the next set. But first, this message from Shady Acres.
I'm a VIP, and I want to live around people just like myself, rich and divorced.
Shady Acres.
I'm Everett Carrington. Shady Acres is an incredible, upscale, state-of-the-art, top-notch condominium development.
Condo.
A short drive out of town on some pristine wetlands. Away from the noise and uninvited diversity of the city.
Shady Acres.
And when you buy into that dream that is Shady Acres, not only do you get a luxurious 5,000 square foot condo with underground parking for your newly acquired sports car, but there's also a jacuzzi for entertaining.
Jacuzzi.
Each condo is tastefully furnished with a stock bar and an exotic waterbed shaped like a dollar sign. Shady Acres also has a golf range, firing range, helipad, and exotic petting zoo when your kids come to visit.
Shady Acres.
You're successful? Start defining your lifestyle. Start defining yourself.
Shady Acres.
Shady Acres. Happiness is worth the price.
Shady Acres.
Have spread them. and love will be nothing left to say.
Now me down to the river. Wanna put my head in the water. Say I'm living the life of a sinner. I need some water.
Down on non-corporate radio, KCUF FM, I'm Alive. Working backwards, it was Danielle Nicole before that one, and Save Me. Danielle, also known to blues fans as Danielle Schnabelen. I believe Nicole is her middle name. Nice guitar contribution from Kenny Wayne Shepherd on that one. Mr. Big was in the middle of that set. Everybody needs a little trouble, and you're going to get it whether you need it or not. We heard Venus from UFO, a track from their Walk on Water CD. Venus holds you in the palm of her hand. She smiles, and your world falls apart. And Bebop Deluxe launched that hunk of music, Sister Siegel, a request from Jolt and Joey C. in Campbell, and a good one. Howdy, howdy, one and all. I'm Vince Vinyl, and I'm happy as heck to see that you are you. Thanks very much for tuning in.
I'm an auto mechanic. That means I get my hands dirty and I grab my balls a lot. So after a long, hard week of ripping off customers, all that grubby grease can soak through the crotch of my work pants, making my sack soiled and slippery. And that's when I reach for new Scrotum Scrub. Scrotum Scrub is a unique combination of steel wool, turpentine, battery acid, and sandpaper. And just one application of Scrotum Scrub will remove those unsightly oil slicks, plus most of your pubic hair. Obviously, Scrotum Scrub keeps working long after you use it. And with Scrotum Scrub, you can buff those gonads up into a shine she can see herself in. Not only that, but it'll make your balls bigger, at least until the swelling goes down. So don't let a greasy groin leave you testy. Scrape away that scum and take a bite out of grime with new Scrotum Scrub. Scrotum Scrub. It takes a man to use it.
This is 92.9 FM, KCUF, pirate radio for Boulder Creek, and we care about what you have to say. Here's another comment from one of our listeners.
What a dirty, filthy mind you got.
Reason that I'll turn into someone I can trust, or I'll turn back into dust. There's an answer, but I wouldn't be concerned. Out of everything I've seen and all I've heard, and everywhere I've been around the whole wide world, there's still something I can't find. I've been lost within my mind since you fell out of my sight without a word. Pick up all the pieces.
answer. Well, I thought I knew it all till I crashed into the wall. Let me learn from my mistakes and try to pick up all the pieces. Let me learn from my mistakes and try to pick up all the pieces.
Drinking man, yes I am. I'm a whiskey drinking man, yes I am. And whiskey helps me to forget the blues and all the hell she used to put me through. I'm a whiskey drinking man, yes I am. Hey, I'm a whiskey drinking man, yes I am. And you know she gives me reason to drink all I can, and yes she is the reason I'm a whiskey drinking man.
Jeez.
Copenhagen is better than bad cocaine. Yeah. Well, I know it about an old Alberta oil man. 10 a day till he was 92. They passed away through Western Original, and near the end they liked it sprinkled on his food. It's good Copenhagen is better.
Take me home. One gonna carry me. 1966 I found my love. In 1967 I had all it was. And as my time went by I was satisfied. Till that situation took me by surprise.
Trains running on that line. One track's mine and the other's a friend of mine. Say no more, say no more. Sue Foley preceded that one with a similarly titled song. Good Copenhagen was from Corb Lund. Corb and Sue Foley, both from Canada. I went out to the first live show in a couple of years this past week. Two of them, and coincidentally, it was both those Canucks that I just mentioned. Sue Foley was at Moe's Alley in Santa Cruz Sunday week, and Corb Lund did a makeup show in Felton a week later. Corb had been booked for a show two years ago, and that was canceled because of COVID, and I was happy as heck that he came back around for a makeup. Great shows, both of them. All right, let's see, where was I? Oh, the Railbenders were also in that set with Whiskey Drinking Man. And Billy Strings did Know It All. Now this message from And How's Your Bush?
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Edible Underwear Maker.
Mr.
Your true genius combined two of man's favorite things, panties and food.
I can taste it now.
They're a snack. They're underwear. They're a snack and underwear. Brilliant.
Two treats in one.
Gorgeous grape. Rock my world raspberry. Bodacious banana.
26 flavors.
And nothing says, I want you, like a man with a mouthful of underpants.
I want you, baby.
So crack open an ice-cold Bud Light, Mr. Edible Underwear Maker. Because thanks to you, when it comes to panties, extra large means extra yummy.
Yummy, yummy, yummy.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
but never seemed to get any better. When I was young, folks said it was lazy, and I'm working so hard, I'm going crazy. I get a little bit tired of the same thing. When I wanna wake up from this bad dream, I just head on down to that old saloon. Gotta hear a little country music. I'm gonna lay a 20 on the bartender. I ain't going home alone. I'm gonna keep my peers. There's a little heaven in you. Seasons.